welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. We're back in the recording studio again. We have a guest with us. Abby is sitting again with us. I believe she was here last time. So you might hear her in the background. Right now she's being fairly quiet, so we'll see how that goes. So today we're going to talk about how we meet some of our challenges, because what we found in living in the country and running this business is that there's always a challenge. And we had the Mercantile open this past Saturday, and it was a lovely time having that open, but the week ahead was full of challenges. One thing was the weather and the complications that the weather presented. I was gone out of town, but Donna had some things she had to handle. What happened?
All of you who live in the Midwest realize the weather has been really crazy this spring. Hasn't really seemed much like spring. We've had a lot of rain. We had the last two Sundays, we've had measurable snowfall. Soil temperature is, I took the temperature of our market beds at the end of last week, and it was about 41 degrees, and that's a little too cool.
That's just crazy. It's April.
It's April, and we kind of expect it to be a little warmer than that. I keep track of how our gardens are working and, you know, what's blooming at what time, just because I'm a garden geek. But this time last year, we had several of our fruit trees were blooming. We had daffodils blooming, hyacinths, the forsythia, lots of different blooms. We have, I think yesterday, I found two or three hyacinths finally blooming.
And we've had that one daffodil that keeps trying to bloom.
It has been trying to bloom for about 4 weeks. It will follow the sun the few days, or actually few hours, that the sun has been out in the last 3 weeks. And it just won't open. I don't really blame it.
No, I wouldn't want to be outside and have a full bloom like that in this cold.
No, not in the snow.
But on Tuesday, we had some major, major rain and wind. Our area was hit very hard.
We went from below freezing temperatures and snow to, on Tuesday, I believe it got up to about pretty close to 70. Really strange weather. So with that, of course, between the cold front and the warm front, and then it got cold again, we had a lot of winds overnight, and I think we had about 5.25 inches of rain just at the farm.
And the ground here was so saturated that rain had nowhere to go, and any low spot was just washing out.
Yeah, it's a little damp, and we're getting a little bit better because we have had winds. I guess that is a blessing of the wind, even though it was quite frustrating this week.
And what did that wind do on the property?
Well, we lost, of course, some trees and branches and a few things, minor things like that, and it was just kind of annoying. But overnight, I could hear something was happening outside. Of course, it was pitch dark, and I didn't know what was going on, but I could tell that there was something. I was going to wake up to some sort of mess. I could just tell it was happening. So when I got up on Wednesday morning, I went out to get the paper, and I could see it looked like our shelter. It wasn't quite light yet. It looked like the shelter was leaning, and it's a shelter that we have close to our mercantile. And it's just a nice little place to gather and sit and have a scone, have a cup of coffee, talk to people. And I was pretty sure it was leaning. And I thought, that's what I heard last night. Became light. I went back out, and sure enough, it was leaning to the east, pretty hard, and a lot of the panels were gone. It was, some of it was broken up, and it was everywhere. It was all over the township.
Not good.
No. So that was a little disappointing because I had to go to work.
So in between work and breaks and lunch and before work, you had to spend all of that time running around picking up metal and corrugated plastic to keep that from blowing across the road and off into the field.
I found some over in the field across from us. I still haven't found all of it.
It was just ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And it was leaning enough and it was still windy. By that time, the winds were down to about 25 mile an hour. But I was worried that the rest of it was going to blow into traffic, you know, and people were going to work and school. So I did what I could with the only tools I had were my frustration and a pair of needle-nose pliers. So I went out and just heaved that thing over with brute force until it finally fell over. So at least the panels were on the ground and they wouldn't be blowing into the road. So I did that before work.
So you can actually do a lot with frustration energy.
You can.
Not necessarily the best plan, but if it happens, use it.
It worked.
So you got that all down and all picked up and cleaned up, really, as I said, by yourself, because I was out of town. So that was time spent that I am sure you would rather have been doing something else productive.
Well, that's just part of living on the farm. And I think one of the things that we've really learned here since we bought this property is we can do a lot of things. We have met a lot of challenges. You'll figure out before long that I seem to get into some messes sometimes.
Oh, the stories we will tell.
Yeah. So things like getting machinery stuck and, there's all kinds of interesting things that I do.
Oh, for the right price, I could be encouraged.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, okay. So that was one of the challenges for this week. The other challenge that we have worked through, and this has really been longer than a week, has been with our oven. Any of you who have been around and followed us for any length of time know that one of the products we provide is scones. We have about 13 different flavors. We do those on Saturday mornings before the market, and we also have those available at our mercantile. They're also available by special order. But all last season, I kept thinking there was something wrong with the oven. It just wasn't baking correctly.
Every week.
Okay, I might have mentioned it a couple of times.
Every week.
And I thought we could just get it calibrated. So I've known something was wrong with this oven all last season. What I didn't realize is how bad it really was. We did finally get that replaced this year, about a month ago. But I haven't had the opportunity to do a full test of using both ovens and running four pans of scones at the same time until this Saturday. So I wasn't entirely sure how that would work. The other thing that was a challenge was just timing this week and getting all of the ingredients together. Usually I do that the night before. We have the bags labeled. And we didn't actually get that done until we got bags labeled late Friday, but I didn't get ingredients done until early Saturday morning. And I hate that because I like to be prepared and it just runs smoother when I'm prepared and have things done ahead of time. So I'm in the basement where all the ingredients are stored. And I'm putting it together. I'm measuring the flour and the baking powder and everything. And then we had four different flavors this past week. Two of our most popular are cherry walnut and cinnamon chip. We also did chocolate chip and blueberry. And I always keep those things on hand because you never know when we're going to have a special order. So I'm putting all of this together and thinking to myself, I'm afraid I'm out of cinnamon chips.
And they're not easy to find.
These are not easy to find. And you would think it would be. It is made by Hershey's. It's in a little bag, just like chocolate chips. But they're cinnamon flavored. And I'm thinking to myself, we have special orders. We've already sold a lot of these. And it is time to start baking. I don't have any time in between. What are we going to do if there are no cinnamon chips? I started to calculate a plan, how I could proceed with the other flavors, send Donna to town, and hope that County Market had cinnamon chips.
Sometimes they do.
And sometimes they don't.
And sometimes they don't.
So I went through all of the ingredients, all the additives, and there in the very bottom of the container was a bag of cinnamon chips. The day has been saved. And what I learned from that is I can't leave it until the last minute. I have to plan ahead. But we succeeded.
We did. We survived it all.
We did. We survived everything. So we did have a successful market day. I always call it the market, but it's really a mercantile day.
It's different than the farmer's market, but that's just kind of how we think.
Because we don't have it open every day. We have only been open one Saturday a month, the first Saturday of the month. But it still feels like setting up the market. It's just closer. It's at home. It was a successful day, after all. We had new people come. We had special orders.
We had the most special orders that we've had yet. We've been open once every month since October. We've been open October, November, December, January.
January
it was about 3 degrees, if I remember right. So we'd skip that one. And February and March. So we've been open 6 times. And now we are offering some other services. We have a drive-up service. If you want to stay in your jammies and send us a message and say, I'd like some scones and coffee and pull up and we'll bring them out to you. So we had that this week. We had the most special orders that we've ever had. People that sent us messages and put in an order for peach jam and scones and honey, whatever they wanted. And so we bagged those up and have them ready for them.
So easy shopping. Again, if you think about one of our last podcasts, we're thinking about service because that is an area that we have judged is missing in our world.
Yeah.
That's something that's really important to us and something that we want to provide to our customers. So we now have that available when the mercantile is open.
And so this week we had the most sales that we have had yet. We are so thankful to those who come out and support us. And we had people that were posting messages on Facebook and other social media thanking us for our product and telling people to come out. You know, it gets me every time that people are so kind to do that, because really word of mouth is the best advertisement, and our advertisement budget is very, very, very small.
But we really have the best customers.
We do.
And the best supporters of anyone that you can imagine.
And they really encourage us to push through the difficulties, because that's life. You know, we know that. We're not here to whine about it. We just kind of are processing, and that's really what we're doing.
So it ended up as a lot of fun.
It was. It was best day ever.
And we had some great conversations with folks. So we really appreciate all of you who were able to come out and spend a little time at the Mercantile, visiting, sharing stories. That was just a wonderful day for us and helped us realize that getting through all of those challenges was really worth it.
It was worth it, yes.
So anyway, that's just a hint of how we overcame some challenges this week and the payoff for us.
And we have added another opening of the Mercantile. We're actually getting ready to start the farmers market season. We'll start the first week in May. We will be part of the 18th Street Block Party. So that'll kick off market season, which is exciting for us. But we will squeeze in one more mercantile opening on the 28th, Saturday, April 28th. We will be open. We decided to move our hours up a little bit. It seems like our customers like to have their scones maybe a little bit earlier, so we're going to get up a little bit earlier, and we're going to try opening from 9 to 1 on the 28th and see how that works out.
So we're always experimenting, always willing to be flexible and change with the needs of our customers. So if you're in the area, April 28th from 9 to 1 at the Mercantile right here at 5 Feline Farm.
So thanks a lot for listening to us today.
And we will see ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.